In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. Saint Joseph. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the great victory of the Christian Navy over overwhelming odds at the Battle of Ponto due to the power of the Most Holy Rosary. Our Lady intervened for the sake of Christendom and to preserve the faith from its enemies back in 1571, the famous Battle of Ponto, which this feast commemorates that intervention of Our Lady in helping to preserve the faith and to protect the faith from enemies from without and enemies from within as well. Our Lady, as we know, has been given that vocation to crush the head of the ancient serpent wherever he is. And, of course, the month of October has become the month of the Holy Rosary. And when Our Lady appeared to the children at Fatima in 1917, she told them, she says, I am the Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, and told them to pray the Rosary. And finally, in her last apparition, as we know, she worked that great miracle on October 13th, trying to, you might say, give a miraculous exclamation point to all that she said to the children, to remind them that, and to all the faithful, to let them know that these children have received a message from heaven, that this is not just good advice, it's heavenly counsel that Our Lady's giving to us through the children. And she said to pray the Rosary every day for peace in the world. And still it seems that we are slow to take heed to Our Lady's words. If we would just take up that simple request of Our Lady, how much good and how much Our Lady can do with that simple faith when we put it into practice. But it is really, the Rosary has been given many graces for the Church to put into practice, and if we but turn to Our Lady and ask her for those graces, which we do when we pray the Rosary, we pray it in union with her to Jesus, that when we pray the Rosary, it's not just our voice that is praying to God, but Our Lady is uniting hers and her intentions and her love with ours, so that when we pray the Rosary, our Lord hears his mother's voice, beseeching him to come to our aid. You know, our Protestant brothers and sisters always accuse us, Catholics, of not knowing Scripture or not reading Scripture. But I remember reading a book about the Rosary, and it says, praying the Gospel. That we don't just, as Catholics, read the Gospel. We don't just read the Scriptures. If we pray the Rosary every day, we're meditating on the Word of God, with the woman who not only pondered the Word of God day and night, like Scripture says, and says, you know, that she pondered all of his words in sacred Scripture, that she pondered our Lord's words and meditated on them. But Our Lady just didn't ponder them. She gave birth to the Gospel, to the good news in Jesus Christ. And she knows better than anyone else the heart of her Son. So when praying the Rosary, we're praying in union with Our Lady, meditating on the words and actions of her life in union with Christ. And what better way to come to know the Word of God than by praying in union with Our Lady? Even Origen says you cannot understand the incarnate Word of God. Origen, one of the great doctors of the church, or not doctors, but he, one of the early fathers of the church, who said, you cannot understand Jesus if you have not yet rested your head on the breast than which Christ rested his head, the Blessed Virgin. No, you have to truly take Our Lady and her words to heart and ponder these mysteries in union with her to really grasp the essentials and the true meaning of the gospel. And that is what the rosary is to help us to do. It's to help transform us interiorly and to bring about an exterior transformation. It's kind of like supernatural plastic surgery. You know, everybody wants to make themselves look better or to change their appearance, and with all these extreme makeovers, they take a dumpy old house and turn it into a Taj Mahal. Well, the rosary is like doing supernatural plastic surgery. It takes us, and Our Lady transforms us by meditating on the words and actions, obtaining the graces so that we slowly become and start to think like Our Lady and Our Lord, to start to speak like them and start to act like them. And most important, we start to love like them if we're truly praying the rosary as we ought to. For there's a transformation that takes place in us when we pray the rosary. Even the saints have said, a person who starts to pray the rosary, you know, either they will stop sinning or they'll stop praying the rosary. That's how, you might say, such an effective tool the rosary is in transforming a soul. And the devil knows, he just wants to keep people away from the rosary, and he'll tell them all kinds of excuses. Oh, you don't have time. Oh, no, you got to go do this right now. Or, oh, it's such a boring prayer. You know, it takes so long to pray. Or it's just words. He always uses all kinds of excuses for us to somehow not want to pray the rosary, because he knows that when we pray the rosary, Our Lady has her little hand on us, and he doesn't want Our Lady to have her hand on us. And also, when we pray the rosary, as Padre Pio said, every time we pray the rosary with all those Hail Marys, causes all of hell to tremble. So we must really take to heart these insights from the saints and from the church. And the rosary is truly a prayer that we need to pay more attention to in our spiritual life. When Sister Lucy from Fatima wrote her little memoirs of Our Lady's words to her, it was called Calls, I think, of the Message of Fatima. She wrote in there, and the priest who was given the job to edit her writings, if I were a priest, I don't know if I'd feel competent enough to edit the words of Sister Lucy, but he was worried when she wrote in her memoirs that the rosary was a liturgical prayer. And he thought, well, that's heresy. You know, he thought it was, he got worried. Why is she saying the rosary is a liturgical prayer? And all she said was, the rosary is a liturgical prayer. How? In what sense? Liturgical prayer with little apostrophes around it. Because, first of all, what are we meditating on, or what are we saying when we pray the rosary? We're praying the Our Father. We pray the Our Father at every Mass. And we pray the Hail Mary, which is composed by the angel Gabriel and by the church at the Council of Ephesus. You know, the first part is from the angel. The second part is from the Council of Ephesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God. And the glory be to the Father and to the Son. That's very much part of Scripture, which we use in the liturgy. We meditate on the words and actions and mysteries of our Lord's life from birth to his crucifixion and finally to his resurrection and the glorification of the church in Our Lady's assumption into heaven. All these are liturgical celebrations. It's nothing but meditating on the Mass and praying the words of the central part of the the prayer of the, you know, after we receive Holy Communion, we pray the Our Father every time. And what did our Lord say? Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them. Why did Our Lady ask us to pray the Rosary as a family? Because that is the powerful prayer of praying together with Our Lady to her Son. And we should be praying as a family the Rosary, praying it individually, praying it with our families, praying it with our parish family, praying it as a nation family, praying it as a church, family of God, asking for the graces we need today to crush the head of the ancient serpent and all those who are in league with him. Such a transformation, I think, would take place. If we just took that to heart, more and more people would pray the Rosary. And I guess I would challenge those who aren't praying the Rosary every day. I would just say, take this spiritual, you might say, test. Pray it for 6 months every day and see if you are not more pious, more devoted, more zealous in your faith than you were 6 months before. And if you see that you've had an improvement in your spiritual life, then I would suggest you pray it every day from then on. I can't see that test ever being gone, ever see it being not fruitful, because Our Lady and Our Lord wants His Mother to be honored, and He'll bring great fruit from that to those who take up the challenge and pray it. And especially today in our world, as in any age, the enemies of the church are knocking at the door and even knocking down the door. And we need to ask Our Lady to come to our aid. As the church of in the 1500s, under Pius V, and as Pope Francis today, as Peter has always done, and his successors have turned to Our Lady, because in the gospel, or in the first reading, excuse me, we heard the apostles in the upper room praying with Our Lady. The church knows where it is best to be found, praying in union with Our Lady for its needs. And let us pray in a special way for Pope Francis, as he will consecrate again the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that all of our rosaries will help him and sustain him, that action will bring great graces to the church and to the world, and that truly Our Lady is involved in our history. It's not a coincidence that Pope Francis was inspired to take this action at this time in history. Our Lady is not standing back and just acting passively. She is truly involved in our history. She's involved in our world. She wants to bring Jesus to us, and she wants to crush the ancient foe in our midst. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.